Disney Infinity, though.
No.
You're talking about I got that base station?
Yeah, you did. You absolutely did.
Did you play that at all?
Yeah, that game's really fun. Oh, shit. It's really good.
He's lying.
Did you just build worlds? Is that why it's so good?
No, I played through a lot of the story stuff because I had a bunch of Star Wars shit.
Oh.
You actually enjoyed that stuff too?
It was fun. Oh. It's like a really enjoyable kids game.
All right.
Like, they're well made. Most definitely.
Okay. If you say so.
Is it game of the year? No. But they're good. It's like a, I'd say that's like a 6 or 7 out of 10. Like, it's good.
All right. So it wasn't just
10. So it's not worth playing. It's bad.
Oh, fuck off. You saw my tweet, didn't you? You saw my tweet.
Let's get started.
It's Wednesday, August 21st, and you're tuned in to the Chinaby Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. It's a couple big events going on in the world. I think right now in Germany, we have Gamescom. As of tomorrow, here in Canada, we got Fan Expo.
Is that seen big across the world?
It's only the third biggest convention in North America.
So you're telling me that people outside of Ontario are going to be like, yo, Fan Expo announcements.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah. Maybe not for things we care about necessarily.
Yeah, yeah.
But
still.
Yeah.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah. Like comic stuff happens.
Yeah,
there,
yeah. Right? It's the new Comic-Con.
I don't want to say it's the new Comic-Con. It's always been like Canada's second-rate Comic-Con.
Okay.
But yeah. Busy. Stuff is happening.
Yes.
Let's kick things off with a question to chew on from our dear friend, Paulimus.
Thanks, Paul. Hey. Why my voice cracked?
What are you doing? Hey. Like, what is this? What is this bit?
I went to say thanks, Paul, and then my voice was like, thanks, Paul. I was like, whoa, what the fuck happened there?
Puberty.
Hey, guys. Welcome to my podcast.
Paul writes, speaking of fighting games.
Yes.
What do you guys think about the fan service non-canonical character inclusions, typically through DLC?
You're great.
I'm talking about characters like Darth Vader, Kratos.
Oh, Kratos.
Gone.
Oh, yeah.
Or Rick Grimes in a fighting game.
Tekken Ball.
Do you think they are fun little add-ons, or do you think they're a waste? What have been some of your favorites? Whether you have played them or not, and which have been the ones you hated the most.
Hated the most?
Hated guest character?
That's easy.
Heihachi.
Fuck you. Heihachi Soul Calibur 2 is dope. Everyone's using weapons, just using his fists.
He wasn't as good as Link, and definitely not as good as Spawn.
Everybody's better than Spawn, okay? Spawn sucks.
No. Spawn was cool.
Maybe when I was 13. It's like, man.
And when did Soul Calibur 2 come out? When you were like 13?
Yeah, I was like 13. Oh, Spawn was pretty cool. He's so edgy.
He's still edgy.
He's still pretty edgy. He's in Mortal Kombat 11.
I hear. Yeah. I hear. So is a couple of other characters.
Terminator?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of that, yeah. I really enjoy that stuff. Because like once a game gets to a certain point in its lifespan, that's really the only thing you can do is like the people who are still playing that game that deep are the people who are going to enjoy those really deep cuts, right?
I agree.
Yeah. In terms of guest cameos that are really cool or my favorite, 2B in Soul Calibur 6.
Oh, yeah.
Was really surprising.
Uh-huh.
This one's a deep cut. In King of Fighters Maximum Impact 2, the 3D fighting King of Fighters.
Yes.
You could play as Fio from Metal Slug.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That was cool. all of Neo Geo Battle Coliseum. These are all deep cuts. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Wow. I think my favorite was when you could play as Zero in Samurai Warriors. Is that what it was?
I think so.
Samurai Warriors?
Yeah.
And Mega Man as well, right?
Yeah. Box Art Mega Man from Street Fighter versus Tekken.
Oh, yeah.
When he's just the fat dude.
Oh, I forgot that was a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Least favorite one is Yoda in Soul Calibur 4.
Oh, right.
He's so small.
Yeah.
He's so small.
He was in that game, wasn't he?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was my hands down least favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the one.
That one sucks.
Okay.
There's a lot of cool ones. I don't know. It's just...
I don't know if I can think of a least favorite. I think they're all fine to me. Like, there's nothing I've hated.
Really?
Maybe Ezio.
When was Ezio in?
Soul Calibur 5.
Oh, I didn't play 5.
No one played 5.
is it me, or do people only play even-numbered Soul Calibers?
Yeah.
Like, Soul Calibur 2...
Yeah.
Everyone and their mom played that game. Yeah. Soul Calibur 4, that was like, man, I skipped out on 3. It had that weird sand scythe guy.
But I'm back.
But I'm back in. Star Wars, hell yeah. And Soul Calibur 5 was just like, okay.
It's like, it's a game.
It's a video game that exists. And then Soul Calibur 6 is like, yo, 2B's in it.
Yeah.
It's fucking dope.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's how it checks out. You know, like going back to his original question, what do we think about these things? I mean, how can you not like them? Like, Super Smash Brothers, that whole game is based on this entire concept.
That whole game is Guest character, but I think it only really came into its own, I guess, in terms of like letting anybody in when they put Snake in Brawl.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That was like the next level, like, oh, this isn't even like a Nintendo license.
Yeah.
This is
at the time.
Oh yeah, Twin Snakes. Yeah. True facts.
Yeah. It's when Sonic showed up and you're like, oh no.
Oh my god.
It's like you put Mr. too edgy for Nintendo.
That's the ultimate flex. Yeah. Right? Nintendo's just like, yeah, we'll let you in our video game. Yeah. No problem.
Okay, that's it. It's when Sonic showed up. That's my favorite. When Sonic showed up on any Nintendo platform,
Because that's more of like a game culture change.
Yeah,
that's right?
Like a that was a moment in time.
Because I'll get to it in one of my picks, but that's like, remember Sega do what Nintendo don't?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that was a whole thing.
Yeah.
And now Sega's like, please put us in your video game. Yeah, Sonic and Mario at the Olympics.
Oh, it's sad. It's sad.
Mario can beat Sonic in a foot race somehow.
No! No! How does Sonic lose at running?
Maybe he's not that fast.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't spread rumors.
They're not rumors.
Oh.
They're just facts.
Oh, fuck. My least favorite guest characters was all of PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
What?
No.
That's fair.
Because
I don't know if that counts, though. It's just a game. You don't like the game.
I don't like any of those characters.
You don't like Parappa?
No.
You don't like Big Daddy?
In a fighting game?
Yeah.
No.
You don't like Nathan Drake. Was he in that game?
Yeah, he was in the game.
You don't like Nathan Drake?
No! He uses a gun!
And Parappa uses rapping!
Yeah, so why are they in a fist fighting brawler?
He kick punches all in the mind.
God, stupid. No, I don't think... I can't think of, seriously, any guest character where I've been like, oh, that's lame.
There's a difference, though. There's like... There's a guest character to where, oh, that's lame. Like, no, all guest characters are fun at some level.
Yeah.
But that guest character sucks to fight against or to play.
Okay, sure. I guess I can see that one.
That's where my hate for Yoda comes in.
I guess, yeah. Fighting against him sucks.
Like, oh, man, you want to use any sort of horizontal attack? Get fucked.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's true. Yeah,
get fucked in the Star Fox voice. Star Fox. Get fun.
All right, thanks for writing in, Paul.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. That was a fun one.
Like we said, Gamescom is this weekend. I know Anthony has a bunch of announcements, but I got some quick ones that I'm gonna put up first.
Do it.
These are all pop culture related. Hey, do you remember the Matrix?
I do remember the Matrix.
How many movies were there?
There were three.
Wrong. There's gonna be four.
Oh shit.
Yes. Keanu's back
in Pog form.
I don't fucking know what's going. Why? But okay. Sure. Matrix 4. Extra Reloaded. I don't even know what it's called.
What?
Matrix 4 for... I don't know. Who cares? Matrix 4.
Okay.
Next James Bond movie has been given a name and a release date.
Mm-hmm.
Coming next April, I believe. I wonder what it's called.
What?
Not Enough Time to Die?
Not Enough Time to Die.
Or is it like... No, sorry. No Time to Die. No Time to Die. And the internet has been... enamored, because they just keep adding other words to it. Like, No Time to Die Hard. No Time to Die Another Day. So, yeah. Daniel Craig's back. Look forward to it.
Okay.
Looks goofy. And then my last one is, hey, you know Spider-Man?
I heard of Spider-Man. He's a guy.
Yeah.
He's a spider thing.
You know how he's part of the MCU, Tom Holland, everyone loves him?
Yeah, it's like the best two Spider-Man movies to come out ever.
Yeah, it turns out Sony and Disney couldn't reach a deal, and Spider-Man is no longer a part of the MCU.
So what you're telling me is Tony Stark died for nothing.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Dude, they hinge that universe on Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That last movie is, dude, I leave my empire to you.
Yeah, so I don't know how...
What the fuck?
How, like, where it goes from here. Especially the way they ended that movie. Yeah.
That's nutty.
The other side of the story, though, is just the politics of behind it. Like, they couldn't reach a deal, so it was Disney who basically leaked the story.
Bye. Yeah.
Who basically said, we couldn't reach a deal.
Sorry, man.
And now they're using, like, fucking corporate politics to get the people on their side. Yeah. And, like, that's fucked. Like, Disney has too much power.
Yeah, so let's... Break up the monopolies, man. Fuck that.
Fuck, man. Disney has too much power.
So that was the thing. I saw that Disney was using... They used the leak to create public outcry.
Yeah.
Which then sent attackers at Sony.
Yeah.
But Sony is doing the opposite of where they're using very coordinated PR messages on their Twitter accounts to be like, oh, hey, like... We would totally love to use this character, and but it's just unfair and blah, blah, blah. Like, they're playing more of the victim card here, right? Which is kind of fucking crazy, because they're Sony. Like, that's... What?
Yeah.
It's two giants fighting, but instead of, like, punching each other, they're just like, oh, man, I'm only a multi-billion dollar corporation... But this multi-trillion dollar corporation is bullying me.
Well,
fuck off.
I think it's... there's also another story not related to anything we usually talk about, but, like, you know, people are burning down rainforests in the Amazon.
I don't know if that's been confirmed yet.
That's okay. Let's just say that's out there, okay?
Yeah.
The email I got today from change.org.
Yeah.
Is about getting Spider-Man back on the MCU. So
what the fuck?
Like, I'm just saying, there's like world events happening, and like, that's what change.org is.
Hey, 20% of our oxygen's being burned to the ground.
Yeah.
Yo, but Spider-Man though.
Yeah, he needs to be back in that MCU.
Seriously. What if Spider-Man gets back, he could stop it.
Oh fuck. Imagine that.
He could use Tony Stark's drones.
Oh, imagine that was the line. Like, that was the headline.
Oh. Yo, what if the whole drone scene from the Spider-Man movie wasn't CG?
Oh my god.
What if just it's Disney was like, we showed you we had drones. We got them.
That's a scary future.
What if the future is that we're all patrolled by drones that have Mickey Mouse ears?
Oh my god.
And they watch our every move.
End me now. End me now. those are the big stars, so there you go.
Yeah, please make more waves about the rainforest thing. it's kind of pissing me off, the whole thing. Just like, oh, hey, look, like Notre Dame burned down. That sucks. But also the fucking rainforest. You fucking bums.
Yeah, but like Jesus, though.
Yeah. Rainforest ain't sexy. You know what's sexy? Architecture. Architecture's hot. Architecture gets me mad bitches. All right.
Yeah, but the rainforest gets me wet.
that's gotta be using a marketing stunt somewhere. Come on. That's so good. Seriously, though, talk about the fucking rainforest.
Okay, go ahead. Gamescom, right?
Gamescom. So, yeah, speaking of important world events.
Oh, yes.
Gamescom. So I'm just going to run through a fuck ton of announcements, and I will either talk about them in length or not.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is Shadowrunner. It is a indie game
coming
out on Steam. It is first person, one hit, one kill, like Mirror's Edge with platforming sword. It's like a mix between Titanfall 2 platforming and Mirror's Edge first person.
Oh man, that one, that end level in Titanfall 2.
You're switching between realities. Yeah, that's fucking rad.
Fuck, and you have and you only have the knife?
It's so good.
Oh, shit. That's good.
Titanfall 2 is great.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ghost Runner, check it out. It looks super sick. Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, the open world JRPG version of the story we all know, was shown. There's hella damage numbers.
Yeah.
You can tell your son to just deflect the laser beam.
Yep.
Gohan wants to be a scholar.
Absolutely. That's his...
That's canon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks cool. It looks like a Dragon Ball game.
Yeah, for sure.
The fighting seems a lot like Tenkaichi / Budokai shit.
Yep.
So I don't know how I feel about that. Like,
it's Dragon Ball.
It's Dragon Ball, I guess. But imagine if it was turn-based.
Now you're talking.
Turn-based Dragon
Ball. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Like I had to wait 20 turns to make my Kamehameha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to survive 10 turns to do the Spirit Bomb on Frieza.
Oh my god. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's the game for me.
That's the game for all everybody. Sonic and Mario at the Olympics is a thing.
Oh.
The only reason I'm bringing this up is because they added a new mode where you can play 8-bit versions of everything.
Yeah.
So, like, think of all those old track and field games from the NES. They got that,
mm-hmm.
but in the new one.
Mm.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say. It just looks cool.
Mm.
Grandia HD Collection.
Oh, yes.
Grandia 1 and 2. Classic JRPGs.
I don't know about 1, but 2 is.
Listen, 1 has immaculate voice acting.
No.
Immaculate.
Okay.
It's terrible.
I'll take your word for it.
It's really bad. Speaking of bad voice acting, Shenmue 3.
Ooh, there's more than just bad voice acting here.
This game is art. This game is a fucking masterpiece.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
I think you're a little biased on this one.
Listen, I did for all like this. I'm going to come clean. I backed it.
Yes, you did.
All right, I got
you,
that.
You backed this shit show.
I got that PS4 physical.
Oh, God.
But also, masterpiece.
Okay.
Listen, you can still do it if you don't have enough kung fu.
Enough kung fu?
You just gotta get more kung fu. Just go to the thing, get more kung fu. It's easy.
This game looks so bad. Looks like ass.
It looks like they put a modern day shader on Shenmue 2. Like, this is definitely a Dreamcast level game. Yu Suzuki has not evolved his gameplay, like building skills,
mm-hmm.
since the Dreamcast. And I love it.
No, you don't.
I love it.
No, you don't.
I kind of can't wait. I kind of can't wait.
It's so. I just feel so bad.
For who?
Everyone.
What? Why?
Because it's not. It's
it for looks, art.
It's not art. To be defined as art, it has to be. It only exists for its own purpose. It
has to elicit an emotion.
This has no reason for existence.
But isn't that art within itself?
No.
Isn't that anti-art?
There's a fine line
which between... Which then becomes art.
Listen, there's a fine line between art and garbage fire trash. This is the latter.
This is where I'm like really super duper hippie.
Yeah.
Because like my definition of art is like crazy broad. Like,
well, isn't that art?
Isn't it though?
No.
Okay, let's move on. Because... I just recommend everyone watch this trailer.
Yeah, you should watch it. Because
it's fucking tell your friends, tell your family.
It's not amazing.
It's fucking amazing. It's so good.
No, okay.
Next is Windjammers 2. Is a video game that exists.
Looks exciting.
It looks like modern day Windjammers, and it doesn't look like shit.
Yeah.
I want it. I love Windjammers. Sure. It's good. Streets of Rage 4. Is announcement? Was that announced before? I don't remember.
I can't remember when they announced for.
But if they did, whatever. They have a new character called Cherry Hunter.
That's a bad name. That's a bad name.
It's a girl with a guitar.
That's a bad name.
What, Cherry Hunter?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's a bad name. That's a bad name. That's a
pretty cool name. No?
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's like that one character in Redline.
Oh, no.
Cherry Boy Hunter.
Oh, God.
What the fuck? What? Video games, please. Sega Genesis Mini.
Yes.
40 cool games, plus 2 bonus games. Coming out, like, second week of September.
Is the X-Men on this?
I don't know. I don't know what's on it. I don't know the full list.
Okay.
But it's another mini console. If you want to do that whole retro thing, grab it while it's hot. Because just like the old ones, you know they're going to skyrocket. So,
okay.
Whatever.
I will.
Persona 5 The Royal.
Oh, yes.
Showed off some more gameplay. Nice. 2 new Persona Evolutions.
Yep.
Team attacks.
Yep.
Different cutscene. It's looking good.
Yeah, and the new waifu's coming.
Spring 2020. New waifu's coming?
The new waifu's coming.
So you have a lot of time to prepare.
Yes.
Get all air system. Need for Speed Heat. 2 weeks in a row. They finally expanded on it. Need for Speed Heat will have 2 different gameplay times, I guess, and modes and styles. One is the daytime, where cops are chilling.
They don't do their job?
They do their job, but, you know, said donuts.
Wow. Wow.
They're just chilling, you know. And, like, they'll try and bust it for speeding, but they won't try too hard. Okay. And also you can go, like, join up the race league.
Yeah.
And go into, like, sanctioned race events.
Wow.
But if you want to have real fun,
yeah,
switch it into night mode.
Oh, my goodness.
In night mode, cops don't give a shit. Yeah. They're all fucking vigilantes. They're throwing trucks at you head on.
They are.
They're just doing some wild-ass shit. But also, you can gain rep. Rep, bro, on the streets.
I just...
In illicit street races, end quote.
Like, the whole street racing scene.
Yeah.
Like... hit its peak in late 90s.
Yeah.
Like, I just... does this stuff even happen in the world anymore? Like, no, right?
I feel like I hear a lot of people driving fast at night near my neighborhood.
Yeah, but it's not like a scene.
Is it a race?
It's like people just being assholes at night.
I think a lot of people understand now that, like, if you want to race,
yeah,
just go to...
the track.
The track. I think our province is specifically hard because they made the laws so strict.
Yeah.
Like, you go 20 over and it's a 3-digit fine, right?
Yeah, I've been there.
You know, sometimes. And I think if you're going 50 over, it's like impoundment.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and points. Yeah. Like, it's pretty rough, right?
Yeah.
So they made the rulings pretty fucking strict just because some guy couldn't hold his drift. jerk ass. So yeah, I actually don't know if, like, other places of the world, like, if this still happens, if there's, like, the mod scene or whatever.
Have you ever heard of the Midnight Club?
Like the Rockstar game?
Do you know what that name is based off of?
No.
Like, the most famous street racing gang in Japan?
Oh, really?
Look up the Midnight Club.
Okay.
If you want to know about, like... the stories of, like, the Japanese tuner scene.
Yeah,
it was the Midnight Club.
Okay,
it's a very, very fascinating story.
Okay,
think of them as, like, the princes of the street racing scene, and they have, like, super cool etiquette.
Sweet.
Yeah,
is that where Initial D?
That's more or less. I don't know if that's where Initial D comes from, but, like,
okay,
yeah, Midnight Club. Like, that's where this whole genre stems from.
Okay.
Like, when you hear stories of, like, Japanese salarymen spend their entire salaries on cars.
Yeah.
And they live out of a box. That's the Midnight Club.
The car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The thing I've always wondered about, sorry, just going to tangent, Japanese car scene is, like, the truckers who fucking pimp out their 18-wheeler rigs and lights and shit.
Yeah.
And custom paint jobs.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Yeah. I don't know how. Where do they keep that stuff?
I don't know, man. How does it not get robbed immediately?
Like, well, I guess you got that much money.
Yeah, I guess so. I bet you're making pretty decent coin being a long-distance trucker, at least before the robots take over.
Yeah.
Ugh. Fucking robots.
But you forgot to talk about the customization options.
Yeah, so customization options are nutty. They say almost every car can be a custom whip.
Almost. So you heard that. No Ferrari.
Yeah. Actually, this game does not have Toyota.
Oh, right, because Toyota doesn't want to be seen as a racing...
Yeah, because Toyota's the fucking family car now, and they forgot that they made the fucking Supra.
And they just made a new Supra.
And, but it's not. Is it really a Supra?
Oh, fuck, that's right.
Is it? It doesn't have like a German engine or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Is it that's really right. a Supra?
Who knows what it is?
Yeah, that Japanese Spirit got neutered.
Yeah, someone who drives a Toyota, yeah,
they're safe.
Yeah, they're safe and reliable.
They're safe and reliable.
And they work!
They're good on gas.
Who knew?
Man. No, you need?
What?
You need 4 tiny nitrous oxide
oh, fuck.
Tanks in the bottom of your passenger seat.
You know what I want? I want to just, you know those like flick switches?
Oh, yeah.
I want those.
Oh, that'd be fucking rad. Just like, bling,
bling, bling. Yeah, I want to like have a girl on the side and be like, you ready? And just click, click, click,
Or I
click.
Want the outside the dash RPM.
Oh, that goes meter. Along the
yeah,
A-pillar?
The turbo yeah. meter on the A-pillar? Yeah.
Oh, so many stupid 90s mods.
Oh, fuck, they're so cool. So sick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe I'll just put a switch in.
So, yeah, there's probably going to be some cars. I think for a long time they had, like, Celines in there.
Yep.
And, like, you can't mod a Celine. Like, that yeah. thing is
It probably will be like, oh, we want
or
that.
Or the Koenigsegg.
Yeah. Like, those really crazy ones.
Yeah, all the hypercars, you can't mod those. But it just seems like you can go nutty. There's a bunch of different, like, color gradients you can get, yeah. wide body kits, different... Yeah. You can adjust the sound of your exhaust to be, like, how throaty you want it to be. Or
yeah.
How, that's crazy.
It's deep.
It's pretty cool. And the thing that they added also is character customization.
Why?
So you can have an avatar, I guess. And, like, maybe pre-race, it'll show your avatar outside your car to, like, show off your style.
Yes. But it's weird because they have, like, licensed merch.
Yeah, like Adidas socks and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
And then they also have an app, which you can apparently download now.
Yeah.
And what you can do is that up until the game's release, they'll have weekly car releases. And you can customize the car on the app. Then connect the app to your game and then upload your designs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, which it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right? You're just kind of bored and you're like, I want to like try a new car. And I feel like certain things would be easier, like with the pinch and everything, like putting different decals on.
Absolutely.
And shit. Yeah.
If you had like an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool. Honestly, I haven't been this excited for a racing game in a long time. Maybe since the last Need for Speed.
I'm curious. Like, I am definitely curious.
Yeah, I feel like the arcade racer has kind of gone to the wayside.
Yeah.
And even stuff like Grid, like yeah. the Codemasters games, like yeah. that's still a little bit more sim than I want it to be.
Yeah.
And sure. like Heat definitely brings back that classic first 3 Fast and the Furious movies type tuner shit.
Yeah, for sure.
If anything, I'll talk about it in my week, but it made me go back and play some old tuner games.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's the ultimate tuner game. What if the whole world was cel shaded? What, that game's so fucking hard.
Yes.
Oh
is.
My god. So yeah, then the last quick one is the Yakuza remaster.
Yes.
So these were released in Japan a while ago, but Sega is finally bringing out all 3 PS3 Yakuza games. So Yakuza 3, Yakuza 4, Yakuza 5. They're bringing it out on the PS4.
On the triple.
So you can have the complete Kiryu collection on one console, which I think is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, because they did Kiwami
2. They did 0, and they did 6.
And 6, and now 3, 4, and 5.
And now 3, 4, and 5.
That's pretty cool. Like, if you are a Yakuza fan,
yeah.
like, I wish more games kind of like did that. But.
Yeah. This one has a pretty dedicated fan base. Like, it doesn't sell gangbusters, but the people who love that game,
yeah.
like me, will buy every iteration of it because we're chumps.
I'm aware. Yes, I witnessed this.
I don't think I would buy a second Yakuza Dead Souls. Like, if they remastered Dead Souls, and I don't think I'd do that.
But what if it came in a bundle with the samurai one?
Oh, god damn it. If there was just the 3 bundle
yeah.
of the... Oh, and I already own both samurai games.
Yeah.
Ishin and Kenzan are so good.
Yeah. But you have to take this poison.
And I could play it in English.
Oh, yes, of course.
That's fine. Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
All right.
Everyone has their price.
And we just found yours. So, yeah, right now, Yakuza 3 is out. Yakuza 4 will come out in October. And Yakuza 5 will come out in February of next year.
Yes.
The thing with Yakuza 3 is that the original release of 3 on the PS3 was a fucking botch job. Basically, all the cool mini games were cut out. there was a lot of different side quests that were cut out due to, like, someone on the team was just like, oh, people don't like wacky Japanese shit. It's like, dumbass, Katamari Damacy is a thing. So they're bringing all that back. So it is the true form, the original Japanese version translated into English. It is the ultimate way to play that one.
Yucks.
Yucks. And then around February, when 5 comes out, they are releasing a physical bundle, which comes with 3 and 4 on one disc and then 5 on a separate disc. And it has two cases. So there's like a collector's case, which I assume can hold both games, or both discs, and then a PS3 box for 5, because 5 never got a physical release.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. For the fan, for that ultimate complete collection, that's fucking rad.
Sounds pretty gangster.
Yeah. It is pretty Yakuza.
I know.
So yeah, that was the last quick one, and then we'll get into the long ones. So we watched a 20-minute trailer.
Yes.
On the Avengers.
Oh, was that 20 minutes?
That was 20 minutes.
Fuck, it felt like forever.
I think maybe 18.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it took a long time. I think, Vince, you summed it up best when we were talking about it and watching it, not live, but yeah. We were just watching it earlier. If I were 13, this game would be fucking rad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm paraphrasing there, yeah. But yeah, I would think that game is super cool.
Yeah.
If I was like in grade 9.
Yeah. Even younger.
Even younger. Yeah. Like just grade 6. I'm like, yeah. Dude, I could play as the Hulk.
Yeah.
He's parkouring off trucks.
Yeah. Man, this game looks, I just,
awful.
It looks awful. But the thing is, like, the PR around it, especially the voice actors, like, they seem so sold on it.
Yeah.
And, like, genuinely, they believe in it.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I'm sorry. This looks like ass.
First off, they're killing everybody. Like, I know the Avengers are, like, crazy strong. Yeah. One's a god. One can smash a god.
Yeah.
But also, the people they face in this game are other human characters. And Thor just summons a fucking lightning storm.
Yeah.
The Hulk picks up two of them and gamma claps them together.
Yeah.
And they don't just turn into dust. Like, all these characters are dead. Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah.
Iron Man shoots a fucking missile barrage. No, the fucking chest laser beam that causes, like, cluster bomb explosions. Yeah. What's going on there?
I don't know.
They're just savage murderers.
Yeah, they are. I really hate that they went with, like, the super realistic art style.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, and the fact that they, ugh, it's so weird. Like, this game, clearly, direction from the top was, we need this to resemble the MCU. But the developers were clearly like, we need to make our own game. And they had to make some sort of compromise.
Yeah.
And what you get is this whole, like, they're kind of like the knockoff versions of the movies.
You know what they look like?
Mm-hmm.
They look like if the Avengers had a porno movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
Even their costumes.
Their costumes are like, they're almost there.
Yeah.
But at some point, I'm expecting, like, Black Widow to just be like, hey, baby, it's Ben. Like,
yeah.
What's that thing she says to the Hulk to make him back to Banner? Oh, the sun setting or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, baby, the sun setting. And then turns back into Banner. But then he's, like, shirtless and naked. And it's like, let's go. And then...
No, he's just like Hulk smash.
Yeah. No, he's not Hulk smash because you can't have sex with the Hulk. He'll smash you.
They'll make it happen.
Video games.
Yes.
I played those video games.
Oh, have you now? How telling.
So, yeah, this just... It looks painfully generic.
Yeah.
That's like the best I can say about it is that it looks painfully generic.
It does. I feel so bad.
Especially in the scene when Thor threw his hammer and it pinned one of the enemies against the wall and he was using his like hand-to-hand combat combos and he had one combo. I understand this is pre-alpha and they'll probably add some more shit, but maybe they should have waited on showing it because this does not look great.
To be fair, this everything they showed so far seems to be like just a teaser for what the full game's gonna be,
because
it seems like the whole game's gonna center around the aftermath of them losing,
and
it looks like everything we've seen to this point is like very, very beginning stages.
It seems like it's the middle of Endgame.
Yes, so we'll see what happens. We'll see.
Yep. And there's like some girl that they show breathing in blue dust on the helicarrier, so maybe that's something there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She did do that.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Why not?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. So that happened. Next is Nintendo Indies.
Nindies!
Oh, no, baby. It's Nintendo Indie World. Nindies is no longer a thing. I think they got roasted too hard. And the marketing team is like, this hurts our feelings. So yeah, Nintendo Indies was a thing. This was technically a big announcement or a big like 20-minute fiesta of indie games.
Yeah.
But also only one game really or two games.
Yeah, you have
really
two
are cool.
Yeah.
One is a game that came out 5 years ago, which is the fucking Hotline Miami collection on the Switch.
Fair enough. Okay.
Like, those games are good.
Yeah.
It's cool to play it on more places, and I feel like that's a good game to have portable.
Okay.
Just the way that game plays. The other one is Eastward.
Yes.
Eastward looks fucking rad. You play as like a chef who finds some random girl in the bottom of a science lab.
And they go on an adventure.
And they go eastward.
Yeah.
And they're fighting off monsters, solving puzzles. It's
looks cool.
Fucking beautiful pixel art.
Yeah. I wish... Like, how come that style isn't adopted more? Like, just like...
Because it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, for as low poly as that is, like, no poly, as that is, like, really good pixel art takes a lot of time.
Because, like, I would love that. Like, to be honest, as much as I like modern RPGs, like, I love, like, the top-down 2D ones. Mm-hmm. But if they had as much, like, emotion and expression as they depicted here,
that's
like, the game for me.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think I talked about it last year, the pixel art in Celeste.
Yeah.
That shit is amazing.
Yeah, it looks good.
But it's pretty painstaking to do that shit. Cuphead.
Oh, yeah.
That is that will be a great-looking game forever. Like, just straight up. Because of the style.
Yeah.
But that took those guys an insane, insane amount of time just for the art. Like, they drew comic cells. It's the same reason Guilty Gear doesn't do 2D anymore.
Yeah.
Guilty Gear had some of the best 2D sprites in the business in fighting games. And now they moved over to cel-shaded 3D that looks like anime.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot easier to animate 3D.
Fair enough.
But Eastward looks fucking rad. You're right. Pixel art is dope.
Yeah.
I do wish that it was more, that there was used more. But the final one, the only one that matters.
Oh, the piece de la resistance.
The piece de la resistance.
Oh, God.
Is the Death Stranding.
Yeah.
We started off with the Mama trailer.
Absolutely.
I forget the actress's name.
Me too.
But she's
a mom.
A mom. But she gave birth to a baby in the opposite world.
In the upside down.
In the upside down.
Yeah, is that what we're calling it?
And now the baby is connected to her through that area, and she can't leave her science lab because she's connected to the baby from the other world.
Right.
She has a ghost baby.
Okay.
Also something about her body still producing milk.
Great.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Fantastic. Then we move on to... The fucking test tube baby.
You mean the BB?
The BB and Dead Man featuring Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, yes.
This one basically explains what bridge babies are, but it's still confusing.
Yeah.
Because bridge babies are actual babies. Like, actual babies taken stillborn from their mothers at Capital City. And their mothers have to be in a comatose state in order to send a wireless signal to the artificial womb to make it seem like the baby is still in the mother's womb.
Yes.
But you can update your baby's firmware.
Yes.
If it starts to think that your environment is fake.
Yes.
But then also the baby helps you detect things from the dead world.
Yes. Got it.
What the fuck?
What the fuck indeed?
What the actual?
Yeah, yes, indeed.
Also, why did Guillermo del Toro phase through a wall?
He didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he just walked through a hologram.
Is he a hologram?
We'll never know.
Because that looked like a pretty solid-ass wall.
I thought that was a hologram.
We'll see. I don't know.
Okay.
And then we saw gameplay.
If you want to call it that.
I'll call it that.
If you want to call that gameplay.
They play the game.
If okay.
So, it starts off with Norman Reedus sleeping. He wakes up saying, "No, Mom, 5 more minutes." And then he wakes up for real and takes a piss. You can pee in the game. And it gives you a digital readout of how much pee you have.
Okay.
And if you try and see his dick, he'll move away.
Yes.
So, already, solid gameplay. Also, apparently, if you pee in certain spots, you'll grow a mushroom. And if a lot of other players also pee in that spot, the mushroom will grow bigger.
There's some sort of symbolism here.
I don't know. I don't know why that's a thing.
It's like the equivalent of touching tips, right?
I guess.
Okay.
Digital tips?
Yeah.
The mushroom.
The EP.
Yeah. The EP. That's pretty good. That's pretty... You're on a roll today.
Damn. I'm trying.
All right, damn. What's in that coffee?
It's orange juice.
So that happens, and then you hear a character yell, "Hey, Sam," from way far away.
Yes, you do.
Norman Reedus' character, Sam, scans the area and finds a base, and he walks to it.
Mm.
And then there's a lot of walking, so they skip to a cliff where he unfolds a ladder.
He doesn't just unfold a ladder.
Yeah, he like chooses the height of the ladder, and then the ladder is like automatically unfolding to the length of what he needs.
Where did he keep this ladder?
You saw it was on his backpack.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
There's no fucking way that ladder could stay in his backpack.
It was near his extra boots.
Oh, God.
So he had that ladder, and he climbed up a cliff. He found a base.
Mm.
He found Jeff Keighley in the base.
He certainly did!
And he delivered a package.
Yeah.
And then he floated after having his space dog tags updated with math. And then he walked away from Jeff Keighley's base and fell off a cliff.
Mm.
And then had to motion control shake his baby to calm it down.
Mm.
And that's it.
This game looks like shit.
You're a fucking mailman.
This game looks like shit.
You're a fucking space mailman.
It looks like absolute dog shit.
So apparently, Norman Reedus' whole thing is that he has to, like, connect the United States via
you mean the United Cities of America?
The United Cities of America. He has to bring them back. He has to connect them with something.
I don't fucking care. The game doesn't look good. This is a hiking simulator. That's what he made. Like, even the animation of Norman Reedus walking is, oh my god, I gotta step over this rock. So
When he's like half beach, and he's like kind of like, carefully.
I can't roll my ankle.
Yeah, and he also like slid down the thing,
but
you can like grip on to run down.
This is a hiking simulator mailman delivery service.
Which is really weird.
Is it?
Because the gameplay in Metal Gear Solid 5 is fucking amazing.
So what are you trying to tell me? That this is the most amazing...
This is maybe the most amazing walking simulator we've ever played, and we just don't know it yet.
But it's a walking simulator nonetheless.
But what if he makes it fun?
I don't know, Anthony.
Eat your heart out, gone home.
I don't
Space
know.
Space baby.
I walk every day.
Pretty cool, right?
I don't think so.
You get to point A to point B.
I'm over it.
You sure?
I'm pretty over it.
You're telling me right now, if you could float, you'd give up your legs.
Absolutely.
Fucking madman over here.
Absolutely.
Absolute mad lad.
If I could fly?
No, float, I said, not fly.
Oh, like just levitate?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Like what? Like Final Fantasy, I cast float on you.
Oh. Like I'd have to cut off my legs or just I couldn't control them anymore?
Whatever you want. I think that's essentially the same. You're either paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I'll give you, your dongle still works.
Yeah.
But your legs don't work and they're just paralyzed.
How'd I have sex?
Core strength.
Huh.
Or you can just have them cut off and you can like sit in like a, or you can either float or you can like sit on a metal disc. But then you don't have to carry your legs around.
I don't know.
It's a hard one. It's a tough one.
Just floating?
Yeah, just floating.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth it.
You still rather walk?
Yeah.
Point proven, walking is dope. All right? Walking is fucking rad.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, yeah. That I don't even know what to think of this game.
I told you, it's not good.
I want it to be good.
I know you do. I'm here to let you know that it's not looking good.
It looks like you walk.
God. Onyx, can you just hear the heart shattering?
It's that Simpsons episode. You can see the exact frame when his heart breaks into. I want it to be good.
It's probably classic bait and twist.
It probably is. This is some riding shit.
Yeah, but like, also, I don't think I've ever been this disappointed.
In a bait and switch?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, at least the bait and switch for 5 had a fucking space whale.
Yeah, like you were like, oh fuck, this still looks exciting. Yeah. And like, whoa, this is just so...
You just walk.
Yeah.
He said they'll show more at TGS, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't. No one has faith until they have seen the game, right?
Yeah, exactly. So. When is TGS?
September. End of September.
Should I go to Japan?
Oh. You better book that trip quickly.
Get that merch. I've always wanted to go to TGS. Seems fun.
Would you be okay?
What?
Like, with the language barrier now?
I think I could get by. I definitely couldn't have, like, game discussion. Oh. Like, yo, local Nihonjin, what's poppin'? Let's talk about...
That's how you should introduce yourself. What's that fucking Wolverine frame? Oh.
What? Oh, what was that?
I can't remember.
Oh. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah. So, yeah, it wouldn't be like that. But, like, I think I could, like, get away with, like, reading certain things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All and, right.
Like, guiding myself through demos or something. I think I'd be fine.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So, yeah. I think that was the last of my big announcements. Mm-hmm. Gamescom has some cool stuff. But also, Death Stranding lets you walk. So maybe it evens out to being mediocre. I don't know.
Who the fuck knows, man?
Honestly, the game I'm most hyped for coming out of this is Need for Speed.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty cool.
That game looks fucking sick.
All right, sure. I'll give you that. Why not?
Or that new Double Fine game, Rad.
I mean...
Where you're the teenager in a nuclear wasteland.
That game is rad.
That game's pretty rad.
It's rad.
You can, like, change up your limbs.
The roguelike... Right?
Yeah. Seems pretty cool.
I don't know.
Yeah. So do you have any more picks? No? You think of anything?
No, I just had those movie ones and that's it.
All right, I'm done too. We can move on to our weeks.
Yes, we can.
What'd you do?
I'm trying to think. Okay, so I was talking with someone at work and I was like, oh, I love coming of age movies.
Okay.
Especially ones that like happen when I was 18, 19.
Yeah.
And so the one for me, we've talked before, is Superbad. I love Superbad.
It's a great movie.
And someone was like, you know what's better than Superbad? I'm like, what? Mean Girls.
That's a bold-faced lie.
And I said, what the fuck? What?
That's a bold-faced lie.
So I put it to Instagram.
Oh, I know. I voted for the correct choice.
I know you did. Apparently, Mean Girls won.
What?
So, I watched Mean Girls.
Yeah?
I see why that movie's an iconic movie. It's not better than Superbad.
It's an iconic movie. Yeah. 100%. You go, Glenn Coco. You go, Glenn Coco.
Rachel McAdams as Regina George is...
Have you never seen Mean Girls before?
No.
Oh my God!
I forgot how hot Lindsay Lohan was.
Lindsay Lohan's smoking, man.
And then I looked her up today. I'm like, oh, you poor thing.
Oh, all the drugs.
And it's like, she's only a year older than me. What has happened?
Drugs happened. Drugs in Hollywood.
And then I looked up Rachel McAdams. I'm like, oh my God, she's 40 now. And she still looks stunning.
No drugs, just Hollywood.
Yeah.
Maybe drugs.
Yeah. It's a good movie. That movie is very quotable. There are some good lines in there.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. Stop trying to make fetch happen. Yeah, okay?
Jeez. Get in, loser. We're going shopping. Boo, you whore. That's my favorite.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
I started using that with the girls I sit with at work.
Wow. Bold move.
Well, they go, hey, girl. Like,
so you say, boo, you whore. at work. In the workplace.
Yes.
Do you emphasize the W-H, you whore? Like,
no.
Okay.
No, I'll be like, hey, you want to get bubble tea? And they're like, nah, I'm like, boo.
Boo, you whore. Yeah. You whore.
Yeah. And
that's a that's a bold move.
It is, it is. And they're like, hey, on Wednesdays we wear pink. So we'll see what happens. So yeah, Mean Girls is cool. It's a cool movie. Not better than Superbad, but it's...
I like the ending.
Oh, the bus?
Yeah.
Yeah. When that happened, I'm like, what the fuck? Did we just not know how to end this movie?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly it. They're like, how do we end this? Oh, bus.
Yeah.
Truck-kun. From Giga fame.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah, that was one way to end the movie. Yeah, it was fun. It was cool.
But it's definitely not better than Superbad.
No,
Superbad
is... No, it's definitely... Mean Girls is definitely more like a by-the-book teen comedy.
Yeah. I still want to see that new one.
The Good Boys?
The Good Boys?
Yeah, me too.
That looks good.
The Good Boys. Did you know Seth Rogen wrote it?
Yeah, Seth Rogen and someone else.
I had no idea. I was like, no wonder it seems so familiar.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like I said, I'd be talking about a new anime every week.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I'm going to talk about this one on Netflix.
Called?
By LaShawn Thomas.
Oh, the American one?
Cannon Busters.
Yeah. This is in my list.
I only watched the first episode.
Okay.
And they went to town on this. So I didn't realize, even though it's based off of his comic,
mm-hmm.
it's actually done by a proper Japanese
studio.
Oh. Satellite.
Okay.
You
know what else they've done? Or
no, I didn't look it up.
Okay. While you're talking, I'll look it up.
Yeah. So they did that. And the story centers around three characters. One of them is a wanted felon because he's... If you've ever seen the opening of Trigun... Exactly the same type of dude. Some sort of badass is wanted for like $10 bajillion.
So he's Vash the Stampede?
More or less.
All right.
He's a badass who drives a cool car whose car can turn into a mecha.
Oh, sold. Fucking sold.
He is then approached by two other characters, both robots, who humanoid android robots,
mm-hmm.
who look very human. Okay. One of them might as well be Diebuster, and the other one is a little maintenance bot.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, can you help us? Will you be our friend? We're trying to look for our friend.
Okay.
And shenanigans ensue. All
right.
And that's more or less what it is. It definitely feels like, okay, this guy, like, you could tell he was raised in the 90s off of those classics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you watched the trailer and you thought Cowboy Bebop, Trigun, some 80s mecha, it's all here.
And looking at the studio, this is the studio to do it.
Like, this is it. Like, it definitely looks like it's a good looking anime,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely got the vibes of something you would see on Fox Kids on Saturday morning.
All right.
It doesn't feel like it's absolutely modern.
Oh, really?
Like, watching this back to back with, say, like Demon Slayer or even How Many Dumbbells Do You Lift, like, there's a certain style to current anime
mm-hmm.
that is marketed as this is the era of anime. Cannon Busters absolutely feels like it's trying to emulate a specific time in anime, but it's just been brought forward to modernize it.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. Episode one is kind of all over the place,
mm-hmm.
it's entertaining. There are hits of dark humor that I think a lot of people will enjoy. But I'm not giving it a fair shot because I've only seen the first episode, but it definitely at the moment strikes me more as the ticks all the boxes has no soul.
Okay. Well, one episode.
Yeah, right? So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But they definitely went to town on the budget. I've been watching the sub.
Mm-hmm. Is it dub?
I don't know, actually.
Okay.
Regardless, the voice actor for the main character is Kirito from Sword Art Online.
Unbeatable.
So now you know that this show has budget.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that they're throwing, like, everything plus the kitchen sink at it. Okay. So they want it to succeed. Right?
So this studio...
Yeah.
Are you done?
Go ahead.
So this studio has done a classic, and I'll list off a couple that you may recognize. Like, AKB-0048.
Oh.
Macross Delta.
Oh, shit.
Symphogear.
Oh, that's the real anime I should be watching.
I should be watching that too. Log Horizon.
Oh.
Fairy Tail. Heat Guy J.
Oh, they're a big studio.
Genesis of Aquarion.
Oh, this makes sense. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Did the Air Gear OVAs? Fuck, man.
Yeah. Okay, this makes sense. Yeah. But no, it's cool. It and the soundtrack definitely Cowboy Bebop influenced. You know, a lot of hits of jazz, some blues.
Okay.
It opens up in like a Western themed setting, so yeah.
Nice.
Like it's cool. I don't like the opening theme. I hope this is not a show that I find myself wanting to like. I hope I actually do end up liking it.
I think a lot of people do that with all shows.
Yeah. But this is the one where I'm like, oh, you're man.
On the fence.
Like, yeah, where it's like, it's like, oh, fuck, I should love this, but there's something about it I'm not clicking with. Yeah. So that was that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my week.
Okay.
Unless. Nope, that was my week.
Yeah, no. Saving something?
No, that was my week. Yeah, that was my week.
Okay. I also had a pretty short week in terms of new shit, mainly because I've been trying to pack away my game collection.
He's giving it up.
I'm not giving it up, you motherfucker.
We'll see if it goes
back. I just out have of those boxes. To move it because we're renovating.
Out of sight, out of mind.
I counted everything. So I've been packing away all my games, and they both take up more and less space than I thought they would.
Yes.
Where I have like 4 like 100-liter bins.
Yeah.
Of just video games.
Yep. 100-liter bins. Wow. Yeah. My car only fits 40 liters of fuel. Damn.
Wrecked.
Wow.
Get fucked. Storage bins got you beat.
Damn.
So yeah, I've just been putting away game after game after game after game. Also discovering games that I have, like Midnight Club 3 Dub Edition.
Oh, Dub Edition.
Wow. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
So I played through a little bit of
that's the one with the spinners.
Yeah, man. They had the extra customization options, the bling versions.
Yes, I remember.
So I was playing through some of Midnight 3 Dub Edition, and that game is so fucking fun. If you haven't played it, it's an old racing game on the PS2, definitely retro by now. And I know if you're listening to this and you say PS2 isn't retro, you're lying to yourself. Shit's retro.
Yeah.
The whole thing is about having different classes of cars, and all your cars have power-ups, for example. Kind of more muscle cars or chopper bikes.
Yeah, yeah.
Will have basically you rev your engine so hard that it sends a fucking shockwave because your exhaust is so loud. Nice. And so it knocks other cars off the road. Or a lot of more tuner cars have basically bullet time where you can just take a corner. You can take a 180 corner hairpin at 300 kilometers as long as you have this crazy fucking power.
Nice.
Right? And it's all about going fast, never not stopping, just arcade racer to the max. It's like one level below the Rush games.
Oh, right.
Remember Rush? Rush
games, yeah. Fuck. Rush.
Rush 2049?
Yeah.
Rush San Francisco?
Oh, my God. Yeah. 2049.
You get wings in that game.
Yeah.
Rush is great. So I played a little bit of that, and it's still fun. I would like to just play through it to see if it's just like, would I recommend that to people still? But so far it was pretty good. Had a good time. I found some other old dumb shit. I realized I have like 3 copies of Resident Evil 4 for some reason.
On different platforms?
No, just on PlayStation 2.
All black?
Yeah, all black label.
What the fuck? Why?
I don't know. I think it's just like either people give it to me or... I remember that was the reason I made my Excel sheet is because I accidentally bought a double of that game. And I think someone else gave me another copy. So...
My goodness.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. For real. So yeah, packing away that stuff. And then I played Samurai Showdown.
Showdown.
Yeah. You guys had gotten it for me for my birthday a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Finally got to play it with some friends.
Almost a month ago.
a month ago.
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
What day is it today?
Shit, a month ago.
Did you forget your birthday?
Yeah, I did. I forgot. I thought it was like the 18th today.
Oh, okay.
So that game is brutal.
Oh, yeah.
So
we know.
For people who don't know, Samurai Showdown is one of those fighting games where it's like the opposite of an anime fighter or a Marvel game.
Yeah.
Where the anime fighters and Marvel games, they're all about stringing together like 5 minute long combos,
yeah,
all kinds of crazy systems, and just doing some wild ass shit. Samurai Showdown is the fighting game anybody can get into because it is not necessarily about rote memorization of combos. And it is strictly about fundamentals of fighting games.
The fundamentals of fighting.
So I'll tell you a story. I was facing off against one of my friends. I was playing Haomaru.
Haomaru.
I defeated him 100% of his life bar, 2 hits.
Wow.
So this is how brutal this game is. This game is all about counter-striking, reading your opponent, psyching them out, just like a lot of other fighting games. But the punishment is way harder than any other fighting game. Well, maybe not counting Bushido Blade.
I was just about to ask. Yeah. This sounds like Bushido Blade.
Yeah, it's not as brutal as Bushido Blade, where it's just like one touch, you're dead.
Yeah.
But it's more 2 touches, you're dead. So there's different moves each character has. You have your fireballs, you have your shoryukens, you have all that stuff. But there's 2 main systems. One is your rage meter. So when you hit people, you get a certain amount of rage. But if you get hit by people, you get a big amount of rage. And once you're angry and in rage mode, your attacks are a little bit stronger and you can do like different special moves. So you can do like a little cinematic, whatever, like a super fireball, whatever. The other one is your rage burst. So depending on how high your rage meter is filled, when you press, I think it's R2 on the controller, you rage burst. And basically, you become immune for a little bit, you knock back your opponent, and you set the game back to neutral. Except, you're in this rage state now. And the amount of rage you have is based on how much meter you have when you activate it.
Yeah.
The special thing about this mode is that you can do one of those fucking anime slashes where you cut through the person and then do your little chink,
yeah,
and then they explode into blood.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody has that move. That move, 70% of your life.
Wow.
Unscaled.
Wow.
So what I did to my friend is that he started the round jumping in at me and I kind of saw it coming.
Yeah.
So I just counter hard slash with Haomaru.
Yeah.
40% of his life gone.
Yeah.
1 hit. And because I timed the Counter-Strike in such a way, I got like a 10% bonus damage.
Yeah.
Right? Then he came in at me. He had like a fury of blows I didn't want to block. Rage burst. And then I waited for the right moment. He just tried to whiff an attack to like try and fake me out. But I timed it properly, did my anime slash, 70%, 2 hits, round over.
Wow.
The downside to the whole rage burst thing is... if you run out of meter, if you miss your attack, or if you hit your attack, you no longer have rage meter for the rest of the match.
Hola.
Right? So if you use it in the first round, it's gone. But if you use it as a match closer, it's a pretty powerful tool. And it just makes the matches so fucking tense. Like, when you're just fit, you know you have that guy down. It's like one more hit and it's over, but he rage bursts. And you're like, oh, he could just take me out. And it makes it so tense. And it changes up the whole mind game.
Yeah.
It is now, do I play super defensive? Or do I like kind of poke out a light attack so that when he sees the animation, by the time his character gets to me, I've recovered and I just block that shit.
Yeah.
Right? It's a really, really tense fighting game. And it's awesome.
Good.
It's a great game to get back into. Since I haven't played fighting games since Street Fighter 4, right? I think since Ultra released, I didn't really play that game anymore.
Mm.
And it's getting me back into the fighting game spirit.
Wow.
So good. So good. So
Well, that's good.
All the DLC characters are coming out. A lot of the new characters are pretty fun to play. Nakaruru still is a fucking biatch with her bird. Fuck mm-hmm. that bitch. But I think my favorite character to play is the new... I forget her name. But she's like a new girl. She's like a pirate. Huh? And her blade is a giant saw. And so one of her hard slashes is that she like slashes into you and then drags the saw blade over your shoulder.
Ouch.
And it's like a multi-hit heart attack and it just does huge damage.
Yeah. Wow.
So she's a pretty cool character. She reminds me a lot. She's like the Black Bijonette, if you ever played any King of Fighters games.
Yeah.
So she's pretty fucking rad.
Cool.
She's really cool. And other than that, it's been a lot of just kind of chilling, being social.
Being social is great.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Aren't you loving life?
It's fine. Whatever.
Building those social links.
So I'm building those real life social links.
Yeah.
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 And then, almost Hunter rank 100 in Monster Hunter World. Mm. I think I'm maybe like one tempered monster quest away.
Wow.
So
good for you.
Yeah, do some dailies. Maybe I'll knock that out before Iceborne comes out. I've... Man, you're popular.
Yeah. It's the ladies.
It's the ladies. I've realized that I think getting all of the armor spheres before the expansion will be impossible.
The armor spheres?
Yeah, because right now I want to... I made my Arc-Tempered Nergigante set, and mixed with the Draken armor, I have my ultimate longsword set.
Yeah, I just built my complete Charge Blade set.
Yeah.
With my Nergigante and Kusha Gamma stuff.
But the issue is that the defense ain't so hot, right?
So I found that you didn't need like the top ones to do it.
You don't need the top ones to do it, but it helps. And right now, really, the only thing to grind before the game comes out is Arc-Tempered Kusha. Arc-Tempered Kulev Torath.
Ah, yeah.
So I've been trying to get a lot of those different weapons. I want to make the full Arc-Tempered Kulev Torath stuff.
You don't have enough?
I don't have enough of his... you know how like when you get the tickets for Arc-Tempered?
Oh, yes.
He has like these crystals, but you need like... 7 for each piece.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
And you only get like 2 from completing the quest.
Yeah, okay.
So I think I have about 20. It's a rough time out there.
Yeah.
Rough time out there. So yeah, still playing that.
Maybe that'll be my job this weekend.
Longsword, some anime bullshit.
Total anime bullshit.
It's pretty good though.
That fucking like slash from the sky and the damage numbers come after.
Yeah.
It doesn't get more anime
and
than
then
that.
When you like crit on a weak part and it's just like 100 and you're like, oh my god.
And then
god.
The thing tips over, it's like, what the fuck?
What was that? That was some bull ass shit.
Yeah.
So good.
I've actually been getting really into Light Bullgun.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've been doing like a lot of challenge quests mm-hmm. where they give you the preset loadout.
Yep.
And I just picked the Light Bullgun.
Yeah.
And I'm just having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Like I got
Are you doing that solo Light Bullgun?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm doing the one Light Bullgun I have is, I think it's called Karma.
Okay.
And it's just basic raw. But I have it with increased spread shots.
Ooh.
So, like, you fire one and it hits, like,
three times.
Three.
Dun, dun, dun.
But
dun,
it,
dun,
it's dun. The spread, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to be in the face.
But those things do huge damage.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I should get into a range. I've been watching people play bow.
It's awesome.
It looks fucking crazy.
Bow is crazy. It's just, the thing is, you have to build all the bows.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like...
Like, you can't have one bow?
There's no all-purpose bow. It's like...
You need one for every element.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's why I stopped doing it, because, like, when I realized, oh, shit.
I can't just use blast bow?
Yeah. You gotta use them all.
I mean,
you could.
Because that's how to do with dual swords right now.
Yeah, like, all-purpose bow is wicked.
Okay. The one I really want to boost is my non-elemental hammer, where I'm getting, like, 1,700 attack.
Well, we'll see what happens when Iceborne happens.
Yeah.
Like everything we're talking about is going to change.
Yeah, because non-elemental boosts are getting nerfed. Yeah, elements bullshit. Are getting buffed.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Max Might's getting nerfed into the ground.
I know. Why? Why?
Maybe because it's too good.
That's exactly why I have it.
actual stats for Max Might?
Didn't it get knocked down like 10% or some shit?
Well, so now there's 5 levels to it.
Oh.
And the way it works is, I think when your stamina is max for 5 seconds,
you have to wait.
And then if you roll or use stamina after that, depending on your level, it'll stay active for a certain amount of time.
Oh.
But if you have the max level, it just works the way max might work right now.
So it's a lot more stamina management unless you have max level.
So basically you're saying like...
You pretty much want the max level.
Yeah, like the cost of entry now is just higher.
Yeah. And it gives you, I think, 40%
yes, affinity now. It does 40.
Okay.
But I like how it's now.
I just like it being good.
Yeah.
Why can't it just be good all the time? Just
make it better. I like it.
Make it busted.
Yeah.
Listen, none of my fucking builds use all my builds use stamina, so.
Oh, right, of course.
Dual blades, dog. Yeah. Dual blades. Hammer can use Max Might because you could just wail on a dude. Insect Glaive.
So you can't use Max Might plus Agitator?
Nope.
Damn.
I use Agitator and Airborne.
Oh, that sucks, bro. That sucks.
Why did you just become a dude, bro?
That sucks, bro.
Yo, you're not playing that Max Might game, dog? Yo,
bro.
Shit. I want to see a bunch of fucking gangsters like hanging outside a liquor store talking about Monster Hunter.
Yeah, that's the dream.
Yo, bro, you get that new longsword? That Lunestra's such a bitch.
All right.
That's it.
Cool.
That's my week, baby.
Wicked. So, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm off to Fan Expo this week. If you're there, say hi.
No.
Yeah.
I won't.
Oh, well, you're not going to be there.
How do you know? Maybe I will.
Okay, fine.
Are you going to be there Saturday?
I'll be there Thursday, maybe Friday.
I don't know if we'll be there same days then.
You going on Sunday?
I'm going to be in Toronto on Saturday.
You're not going to Fan Expo then.
But if my friend has a booth and she can give me her exhibitor badge.
You're not going to Fan Expo.
I can just get in. The last time I went to Fan Expo, I just got in. I won't say how. I just got in.
Okay. I'll be there on Thursday night.
I won't be there.
Because I'm just going to go after work. Actually, you know what? My boss is like, Vince, I saw Fan Expo was like Thursday to Friday. She's like, do you have Friday off? I'm like, no. She's like, just don't come into work.
I hate you. I hate you so
much.
And
I said, what? She's like, yeah. It's a once a year thing. Just go.
I hate you.
I said, yeah, but I feel like I should come. And she's like, just go.
I hate you so much. You suck. You're the worst.
Thanks for listening.
You suck.